A new beginner women's hockey group was created by Sarah Lynch, who, after developing an interest in the sport, noticed that no such initiative existed in the Russell and Albert area. Sarah Lynch explains what inspired her to start the group.
Well, I was really motivated by my kids. I have 11-year-old twin boys, and they started hockey 2 years ago. And I've been a soccer player pretty much all my life, and I wanted a different challenge. And seeing them play hockey and, you know, how challenging it was for them and, like, the different, like, exercises it provided, I set out to see if there wasn't something available in our area for women, beginner. And I was shocked because, considering like how hockey oriented our community is, I wasn't able to find anything. Like, virtually nothing existed. Like, I searched Facebook, like word of mouth, you know, at the arenas, talking to people who had been in the hockey community longer, asking them if they knew of anything for women, and there was nothing. You know, like, I started on it for like maybe a year, until like at the end I started to really find stuff, and I was like, well, you know what, I'm just gonna go start it myself.
By creating a Facebook group, Sarah Lynch was able to bring together over 200 women interested in the initiative.
I created a Facebook group to help me recruit and to gauge interest in the area. And in that Facebook group, there's over like 220 members. And so the members are filtered. Like, when they request to join, they have to say what township they're in. So it's based on like area, so that it's not just anyone. So there's over 200 members. Although, you know, there's 200 members, when it comes time to like gather women, like last year when we were going out to play, it really depended on the time because, you know, work constraints, family constraints, or other things. Some of the ice times doesn't work for everyone. So in that preliminary group, I would say there was about like 25 to 30 women, and we were able to make two teams to play against each other. But the interest keeps growing. And like, you know, through word of mouth, I was able to like have another goalie. And now there's like a women's baseball team that wants to join next year. And it's just, it's really growing. Like, even when, like, you know, I was talking to our goalie and her spouse wants to join. And so I find it's really great. Like, it motivates one another and through word of mouth in our community.
Sarah Lynch was unable to secure ice time for her group in the arenas of the township of Russell. She therefore had to turn to Chesterville to book ice time there.
What happened is I managed to secure ice time, but it was in Chesterville because the policies, like, one of the reasons why we met with the township is because the policies in place are, they operate on a grandfather clause, so the ice is already spoken for before even applying for it. So it's virtually impossible. And the only reason why we got Chesterville was because it was like really early ice time before, you know, the kids come first, of course, but it was like early ice time, and luckily enough women were able to make it. But, you know, scheduling games against other teams, which we've done, like from Orleans, was impossible. No one would be able to make it to Chesterville at that time.
Due to the difficulty in securing ice time, Sarah Lynch brought her situation to the municipal council, which agreed to review the issue and help the group gain access to ice time.
There's a few goals, like it's evolved as I started. Essentially, the first one is being able to play hockey with women of the same level. And so I hope to keep that going. Like, I recently presented my case to the Alvarado Russell Township, and it looks like moving forward, they're going to revisit the ice allocation policy, which hopefully, you know, for us and for any future beginner players, it'll give them a fair opportunity to access ice time. And also, being a beginner and starting to play, we quickly realized that training is essential, and it was actually pretty hard to come by and quite expensive. And so another proposal to the township was to include some women's beginner hockey training for the programming for the new arena, which seems to have been approved to the next level.
Sarah Lynch is optimistic that with the help of the township, securing ice time will become easier once the sports complex is completed. This has been Rose Grisla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.